Nazareth, trying to make sense of the reality of living under the power of the empire by looking some hope in the traditions of their own religion. The John Jesus has witnesses and practiced some of the rituals. He has fulfilled one of the most important Jewish traditions, but like many of us who have seen poverty without filters, how do we reconcile our faith with the reality of living under the abused power of the empire? It all begins by asking the right questions. Jesus has not only come for a walk, nor to be dazzled by the beauty of the Herod's temple, nor to fulfill another pilgrimage in his life, but Jesus came to Jerusalem because he has questions and will not leave that place without getting some answers. Please notice that this story happened in Passover, the most important festival of the Jewish tradition, or the Jewish religion, because it commemorated the exodus of the children of Israel from their bondage in Egypt. Again, let's pay attention to Luke and his writing style. He has always good reasons for giving this type of details in his stories. He wants us to know that somebody is going to experience a personal exodus, an exodus from the bondage of the Roman Empire. I know you could make of this incident a situation of parenting skills, diverting the conversation to the fact that Jesus was lost in the trip and his parents knew about it three days later. But that is not the point of the narrative. Jesus shows that it is necessary to get lost in order to find oneself. Fly from the nest, leave our Garden of Eden, and look for our own call in life. Luke wants us to understand that Jesus is not in a manger anymore, and he invites us to grow as Jesus grows, to begin our own journey of faith by asking questions as Jesus did. There are several problems when we have a fixation with the Jesus of the manger. We can romanticize Christmas by forgetting that the center of Jesus' message is the idea of the kingdom of God. That idea of Christ, where humanity lives under the power of love, and where peace is reached not by violence or aggression, but for equity and justice. If our Christianity gets stuck in the details of the Christmas stories and does not move us to grow with Christ to establish the kingdom of God, then we can end thinking that Christmas is about gifts, trees, and colorful lights. In the same way, having a fixation in the manger can distract us from the reality of the manger. That is, this passage is the story of a poor and marginalized family whose community was unable to provide shelter while a woman was pregnant. This is the same story of Sodom and Gomorrah, where the community, instead of showing hospitality, lacks the compassion necessary to care for the one who seeks refuge. How is it possible that living on the most powerful empire in the world, a child has to be born in a manger? As it is unacceptable that in the most powerful country in the world, migrant children have to spend Christmas separated from their parents, locked in immigrant cages. The narrative shows that it is inhuman and shameful to leave out a woman who seeks refuge for her and her child. just as it's inhuman and shameful to leave a woman and children seeking for asylum in this country, waiting on the other side of the border. As an example of this, some celebrate the victory of the absurd war of Christmas by saying Merry Christmas, while two innocent children have died in the hands of the Border Patrol, who instead of accepting their responsibility, have decided to blame the victim in the most shameful way. How can we proclaim and preach a Merry Christmas from the White House while this is happening? This type of Christianity is the most dangerous of all, because it is the most hypocritical and the most cynical of all. It is if our Christianity tells us that it's fine leaving out any woman being in need, any human being in need. If our Christianity tells us that it's fine and that it's okay leaving out any human being in need, then it is time to make sure about the Christ we claim to follow, because that is not the Christ of the Gospels. The human race has always been in motion, because that is being a human. What is being human? Being in motion. Our own nature always leads us into exile. The message from Genesis to the book of Revelation has to do with exile. The human need to leave the free garden to forge life with the product of their own pilgrimage. Because the garden is also the place of the snake. And the poor manger is the place where the empire has put the most vulnerable. And here, in this gospel story, the same Genesis story is repeated. Jesus' parents have been upset because their son has decided to take the helm of his life. Joseph Campbell, will call this the hero's journey. Like that mythological moment where Jesus, as we all have decided to move out in search of our own destiny. Life invited us to go out, decided between continuing to eat the bread of shame or to stop being gardeners of a garden that is not ours, and to go out in search for our own destiny. Life warned us not to get distracted by the mistakes, but to ask questions and mature. Meister Eckhart said that the last and the highest choice is to leave God for God. To leave your idea of God in favor of an experience of what transcends all ideas. Life invites us to go out, make mistakes if necessary, and ask questions. To be able to say no to the idea of a domesticated God and a spoonful Christianity, to mature and to start thinking serious questions. Today's gospel invites us to become a church that doesn't come for a Sunday walk, nor to continue with a senseless tradition. The gospel invites us to grow like Jesus, to become Christians who ask questions, because the path of faith we have decided to follow was born by a Jesus who liked conversation and welcomed questions. Amen.